Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with David Schutz about his experience as a special agent with the FBI. David graduated from Miami University in 1990 with a BS in marketing. He served with the Indianapolis Police Department from 1991 to 1997, after which he accepted a special agent appointment to FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. Following completion of the FBI Academy, David was assigned to the San Francisco Division, tasked with investigating bank robbery, fugitive violations, and Vietnamese organized crime. He has also been assigned to the United States Embassy offices in Central America. Hi, David, and thank you for joining us today.
How are you, Leslie?
I'm doing well. Well, let's start with the first question, and if you could maybe give me some information about what the typical background of someone coming into the Bureau would look like.
Sure. There really is no typical background that for an individual coming into the FBI as an FBI agent. However, other than the basic mandatory requirements that are necessary to become an agent, like a four-year college degree, a U.S. citizen, a minimum of age of 23 years, a maximum of 37 years, the Bureau historically used to hire pretty much exclusively attorneys and accountants. However, the FBI investigates such a wide range of violations, criminal violations, that you need people from all sorts of backgrounds, language backgrounds and such, just to bring them on as agents so they have an understanding of different perspectives of your investigation.
Right.
There's five different categories they hire out of, and that a prospective candidate can apply to and potentially be hired. First division is the language division. Anybody that has a proficiency in a foreign language can apply to the FBI, whether it's Spanish, Farsi, Vietnamese, French, German, etc. It really doesn't matter as long as they have a proficient language. They're eligible for to be hired exclusively as a language interpreter. The second category is the sciences division, and that's basically a physical science, a hard science, chemistry, physics, computer science, electrical engineering.
Okay.
The third one is an accounting, and which is obviously self-explanatory. And the fourth one is law. Anybody with a law degree applies to that division. And then the fifth category, which is the most popular division, is the diversified category. And that's for anybody other than those previous four that I've explained.
David, how easy is it to join the Bureau straight out of college?
It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough, and a lot of college graduates, they ask the exact same question when I speak to them. And the Bureau really is looking for folks who have a little bit of work experience, a minimum of 2 years work experience if you're applying to the diversified program. It's pretty rare for somebody to get hired right out of any formal education. Typical age of an academy candidate going into the FBI Academy is 28 or 29 years old.
Okay. So it sounds like they'd have to be going into a very specialized field, and there would have to be a great need for that specialty.
That's correct. And one of the specialties, for example, is the world changes. I mean, obviously you have flavors of the month, so to speak, in terms of conducting criminal investigations. I mean, now the Bureau is looking very closely at anybody who can speak Farsi or Arabic or Pashtun or any of the Middle Eastern languages, et cetera. And you have a much greater chance of getting hired on with one of those language skills.
Can you tell me, David, how intense is the background check when you apply to the FBI?
The background check is very extensive, and in many respects, it's kind of nerve-wracking just knowing that somebody's going through all of your past performances and maybe some of your liabilities. But they take it very, very serious, and they extend into your family. A lot of times, if potential candidates have family members that are out of the country, or the candidate has done some out of the country service work, or even done some education courses that in foreign countries, it gets a little more complicated because they have to go to those countries and find sources and of information regarding the candidate.
How far back do they go in your background check?
They go pretty far back. There's a friend of mine that actually had one of his background investigators ask him about an incident that occurred when he was at a golf course running around and had taken some golf carts and run them into a pond when he was about 14 years old. And I think that the most important thing about a background check is that, and one of the things they really look at, is just the lack of candor. If anybody lies on their background check or their application, you know, boy, that's kind of what you're looking for. You're trying to get an idea of the character of a person by that. So
lying on your background check or your application, that would be considered a deal breaker.
Absolutely. Any lack of candor issue is an absolute deal breaker, especially during the polygraph. And each prospective candidate or prospective agent is expected to take a polygraph. Polygraphs are nerve-wracking in of itself, you know, but even when you don't have anything to hide, they're still nerve-wracking. And people recognize that, and polygraphers recognize that. You know, if you lie on that, that's a deal-breaker, as well as extensive drug use, et cetera.
Okay. What does a typical career path look like for a special agent?
Well, when you're offered an appointment to the FBI Academy in Quantico, they offer you the appointment, and you go through 4 months of training at the FBI Academy, academic training, physical training, firearms training, things of that nature. And then after that, you're assigned to a specific field division of the government's choice. Now, of course, you have an opportunity to request specific places, but generally you're not sent back to where you processed out of. For example, I processed out of the Indianapolis division, and they told me that I would not go back to Indianapolis. I would be a special agent, which is an entry-level position within the Bureau, and I was assigned to San Francisco division. You have a lot of opportunities for advancement in the Bureau. You can obviously promote laterally. You also have a lot of horizontal advancement. I mean, you can go overseas now. You can do all sorts of different stuff. The best thing that I believe about the FBI is that, again, it's so diverse in terms of the criminal violations that it investigates that you really have an opportunity to do a whole lot of different things, unlike the DEA, where they almost exclusively investigate drug matters, Secret Service, who are assigned to protect the president, vice president, amongst other folks. And they also do some counterfeiting. But the Bureau, you have a lot of advancement, at least horizontally.
Okay. Many of us think about how agents are portrayed by Hollywood. But tell us, what does a daily life look like for a special agent, really?
Well, I've never seen a TV show or a movie that's portrayed us, or at least portrayed my daily life accurately. And the reason is, you know, a lot of times you'll watch a movie and you'll see an agent, you know, literally spending, you know, 3 straight weeks every single day running around chasing in car chases and pulling their gun out and shooting at people, getting shot at, having very dramatic courtroom confrontations with defense attorneys, and it is just not like that. I mean, even in one of the most dynamic squads, criminal squads in the Bureau, the Fugitive Division, which I was a part of for almost 4 years, you're spending most of your time in an office preparing to go find somebody, or preparing to arrest somebody, and preparing documents, you know, gathering evidence, you know, making contacts with different agencies and whatnot. You could spend 3 years, or up to 3 years, in one case that I've had, you know, before you even make an arrest in a case. So, and much of that is behind the desk.
So it looks a little more conventional or routine than we would suspect from watching the movies.
It is. But the interesting thing about the Bureau is everything becomes routine to some extent, but is absolutely the most interesting routine you can ever imagine. You're tasked with conducting investigations in some of the the largest cases in the world, the 9/11 bombings, just massive, the Unabomb case, and stuff like that. And it's just absolutely fascinating. And you're a part of that, and you feel it feels good to come to work because it is interesting to do, and you feel a sense of accomplishment when you're tasked with trying to solve some of these major crimes and help some folks out.
Well, David, kind of continuing on that, having mentioned the 9/11 and the Unabomber, what is the most difficult circumstance you've had to face, whether in the field or on a personal basis, since starting with the FBI?
Since I started with the FBI, one of the hard things coming into the FBI is dealing with, to be quite frank, is the bureaucracy of the FBI. And dealing with the paperwork and the strict guidelines that you're expected to follow. And these guidelines are in place for a reason, obviously, and it's tough to get acclimated to. So in terms of that, you know, things that are difficult circumstances, I've had to manage and get adjusted to that just as an employee. For example, arresting a child molester, a pedophile, and literally looking this person in the face and bring him back to interview this person and saying to yourself, you know, if I want to get what I want from this person, whether it's a confession or solicit his assistance to try to identify some of the victims that he's violated, you know, I'm going to have to be friends with this person during an interview, and I'm going to have to talk to him and smile at him and, you know, share experiences and talk about similarities, you know, of going places and different cities in order to build a rapport with him, and it is absolutely sickening at times.
Mm.
But that can kind of disturb you a little bit. But that's probably the most disturbing thing I've done in the Bureau in terms of as an investigator.
And that sounds somewhat both personal and within the job itself.
Correct. I mean, There are traumatic events, you know, isolated events like being involved in a police action shooting, or being shot, or something like that that do exist. However, you know, the probability that you're going to be involved in a shooting as an agent is remote at best. So you have to be prepared for those incidences. But as an agent, I've never been involved in any shootings or been shot at.
David, what might a final piece of advice be that you could offer to students that are considering a career with the FBI?
I think the one thing, which is what I pretty much hit on all the time, is you have to think long term if you're wanting to get in the FBI. It's not something that happens instantaneously. It's not something that it's unlikely that it's going to occur right out of college. You have to kind of plan to work yourself into being marketable as an FBI agent. And when I say that, you have to develop yourself and say, what is going to differentiate me from the other 30,000 applicants that are applying as an FBI agent? And that may, you know, include developing yourself with a language, which is what I did. I learned to speak Spanish almost specifically because I was interested to become an FBI agent. I enjoy the language and I enjoy the culture, but I had that in mind, you know, when I started learning Spanish. The other thing is the Bureau really is looking for folks with a strong work ethic, strong work history, develop positive work contacts. You know, if somebody has a reference that, you know, if they've worked at 7 or 8 different places since they've been 16 and they have 6 awesome positive references, that's what the Bureau looks for. You know, of course, you can have a one negative reference. Nobody can get along with everybody, but develop yourself and make yourself a little bit marketable. Find something that differentiates you from everybody else that the Bureau wants.
Great, thank you. David, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon for this edition of Career Chat. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Likewise, it's been a pleasure for me as well.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.